Lila Mataji, you are one of the experts of Ayurveda and Panchakarma. And who can do Panchakarma?
Yes, Panchakarma should be taken seriously because it is a very intensive practice, an intensive program. So we need to be careful about who is participating. And depending on the degree of the person's problem, that is how much supervision or proper care they will need. Because in Panchakarma, we're taking the person as a patient. They are suffering, and we want working to eliminate that suffering. So if a person is pregnant, if they're menstruating, or if they're very old and tired, or don't have enough energy, Panchakarma is not prescribed. Because in Panchakarma, body needs energy to let go of these toxins. It's working on itself. During Panchakarma, we're not doing much, but a lot is taking place internally. So the person needs to have substantial stamina in order to undergo Panchakarma. So we need to be careful in who we're selecting for this practice, and the person who is administering it should have the experience and knowledge to know when someone is doing well or need to not do this practice.